And our community connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Well, our community connection up, and Tina's joining me this morning. You are invited to a celebration and wedding showcase coming up October 27th. That's like 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks, yep. A week from Saturday, so
that's marvelous.
Not very long to go.
No, get out your phone, get that scheduler out, depending on whether calendar or however your particular phone names it, and make yourself an appointment to be there the week from Saturday.
Or you can go to our Facebook and
set an appointment that way.
Or invite yourself to our event, and then that'll remind you continually that you'll have an event coming up. So
yeah, that's a good way to do it, and that way you'll find out where it's at and when to go and what time to be there and kind of what's going on.
That's right. Well, it is at Timber Oaks Event Venue, and that is west of Bartlesville on Highway 60, like you're going to Pawhuska.
Okay.
It's right at the top of the hill, and you'll probably see a station car up there, so it'll be real easy for you to find. So, yeah, it's a really nice venue. Keith had decided that, well, his daughters were getting married, and they wanted a place to get married, and he built this facility for them, and then he decided to carry that on, and I'm thankful that he did. It's a gorgeous facility. They have groom and bridal suites. Their restrooms are gorgeous, complete with granite countertops from our own Stone Outfitters here in Dewey, and they're going to be on hand as well, so...
Okay. Sounds like a great deal. And all kinds of businesses that are going to be there as well. It's not just wedding stuff. It's not just formal event stuff. It's all kinds of things.
That's right.
Yeah.
Birthdays, anniversaries, class reunions, family reunions. I mean, if you need an event planned, this is the event to come to. So you don't have to make all those phone calls, and you don't have to search out all those different vendors that, oh, well, I have to plant a DJ, and well, I need somebody to come in to do makeup and hair, and I need clothes, and you know, you don't have to do all that. You can just come to this one event, and you'll meet all of those people under one roof.
Well, that's a great deal, and I know that we've got some promotional announcements on the air listing the different places and businesses that are involved, but this is an opportunity for us to showcase some of them, and of course, we want to mention it is presented by The Room at the Top, which is, of course, the second-floor venue at the Johnstone Sayer Building. So if you are headed to Hideaway Pizza, you got the right place. Just it's upstairs.
Yeah, and it's really gorgeous up there. I've seen a lot of photos. They've done a lot of work up there. And, you know, if you want to do something more urban, then definitely go check them out.
Exactly. And they will be there to, you know, let us know about what they have to offer as well at the event in, you know, just at 2 weeks.
Yep.
So check that out. But it's certainly an easy spot to find. And, of course, they are a presenting sponsor, so we want to make sure we give them plenty of time to find out what's going on there.
Well, I'm sure they will answer any questions that you may have about any events that you would like to plan. We have several different other vendors as well. I'm going to run through a handful of these real quick. We do have A's Liquor, BartlesvilleDJ.com, and CG Entertainment. So if you need a photo booth or if you need music or anything like that, they're going to be on hand to answer any questions that you have. Dillard's from Washington Park Mall. They have everything out there, Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
They have clothes, they have kitchen stuff. They have everything. I love that store, and I know Dory does too. And I know she'd talk about it a lot more if she was here today, but.
It's, of course, one of our grand prizes, typically on Green Country Christmas as well. Somebody gets a nice shopping spree out of that. And it's just, like you said, it's a one-stop shop for anything for kids' clothes, for the adults in the family, for, like you said, everything from luggage to household goods to you name it, they've got it.
You name it, they've got it. And speaking of shopping sprees, one of our major door prizes is going to be $100 that you get to spend at any of these vendors that are going to be there. You can spend that anywhere. You can break it up if you want to spend $20 here and $20 there, then, you know, we can do that too. So whatever you want to do, definitely come out and sign up for that door prize and look at everybody's items and what they have and what they can offer for your party. And, you know, we're going to have several others there that will be giving out door prizes as well. Jen Yoakum's Lashes and Lipstick will be there. Looking Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Mm-hmm. So we all need dry cleaning from time to time. We all need it.
Absolutely. And they do more than just dry cleaning. I mean, they will do normal laundry, particularly if you've got stains and things that need to be, you know, taken care of. They do simple things like sew back on buttons and that sort of thing. So they are full service.
They are.
And don't forget about tuxedo rentals as well.
That's right. And they have those as well. So Mary Kay, Kathy Langley, you know, if you need some Mary Kay items, you definitely want to visit with her. The Price Tower Art Center and Copper Barn Restaurant will be there as well. Mm-hmm. Robin Mackey Photography and Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli.
Mm, good stuff.
Oh, Charlie, she's wonderful. I love everything that she has made. And usually I'm not a cinnamon roll fan, but man, hers are so good.
Yeah.
We do have the room at the top, like we talked about a little bit ago, and Monty Glover will be there to answer any of your questions that you may have. If you, what kind of events that you need or what kind of supplies that they have that they can offer you, different themes and things like that. So if you have any questions about that, Tyler Deaton Productions will be there as well. And if you've not had a chance to go check out his Facebook or his webpage, definitely do so. He does a lot of drone photography.
Okay.
And he does a lot of videography. Mm-hmm. And he can make all kinds of things for your special day. And I've seen some of his wedding videos, and they just bring me to tears.
That's a nice thing about drone photography. It gives you a totally different viewpoint of the same event that maybe you were taking pictures with your phone or with your actual SLR or whatever. But that above it all viewpoint gives you just a different perspective.
Yeah, and it just gives a whole different feel, and you just, it's just amazing. It just makes your whole video just complete, and it's just an experience rather than just a video. And then we'll have Zach Henderson State Farm on hand as well, because, you know, you're going to need that life insurance on the new spouse.
Exactly.
You're going to need insurance for your parties and different things like that. So he can answer any of your questions that you have for that.
And, of course, everything that goes through the biggest door in the house, your vehicles, whatever they might be, car, truck, SUV, whatever. You know, if you haven't shopped rates recently, maybe you should.
Maybe you should.
So this is all, by the way, do you need to get advance tickets, or how do people come to the event?
You do not need advance tickets. You just come and enjoy the day. It is free admission, and definitely sign up for all those door prizes. We'll have door prizes from different vendors and different groups and different things. So definitely get in on those door prizes.
Okay. It is door prize. Do you have to be present to win?
I don't believe so. You just want to make sure that we have all your information, and then you can come by at the station or what have you to get those taken care of. So.
Okay. Well, it is a celebration and wedding showcase event coming up in 2 weeks, or one day short of 2 weeks, and head on out there. We'll tell you more about it, but it ends top of the hill on US 60 on the west side of Bartlesville.
Yep. Doors open at 10, and we'll go till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so definitely come out and check us out.
All right.
Have fun.
You will have fun, and you could be a winner. Community Connection continues in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Spending a little bit of time this morning on a 1400 K1 Community Connection, talking with candidate for the Bartlesville City Council, Paul Stewart. First of all, thanks for coming in, and thanks for running.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's a good day in the neighborhood, and we are counting down the days now until that November 6th general election vote. And as I talk with any candidate the first time, I try to just look at a little bit of biographical sketch about you, the candidate. Tell me a little bit about Paul Stewart.
So I was born in Bartlesville, raised in Wagner. My family is the Stewarts from Pahuska and Osage County that have been there for 100 years.
Okay, really see if I can take care of that little technical glitch there on that microphone. Let's see, Paul. Okay, let's try it.
Raised in Wagner, went to Wagner High School, got my
Okay, let's see if we got that going.
Sound 100% better now. Go ahead. Okay, I left Wagner High School and did a semester at TU. Went to transfer down to OU, went there for four semesters. Between those five semesters, I had 129 hours. I was going full-time to school and working 30 hours a week at Sears in the lawn and garden department. As soon as I got out of college, married my wife, who also happens to be my first girlfriend, so that worked out for me. We moved to Tulsa, where I worked at IBM as an accountant. My degree was in finance, but mostly it was economics credits. Worked there for 5 years, got a job here in Bartlesville working for an oil and gas company, and I've been doing that now for about 7 years.
As we talk to you then, I say this with a smile on my face because it's the longest job interview you will have ever had. Why run for the council?
So it's something I've always wanted to do, and I'm at a place now both personally and professionally where I've got the time that I can dedicate to it. You know, it's nothing that anybody on the council's done or hasn't done. I'm not upset about anything. It's just something I've always had a desire to do. A lot of people don't. They don't understand why, and I just use the example of like the reason teachers teach. It's, you know, or nurses go into nursing or first responders. It's something that they want to do, and it's something that even when they retire, they're still a teacher or they're still a first responder or a nurse. And I feel that same way about me is that I've always, you know, in one way or another, been a public servant. And even if I don't get elected, I'm still going to do that. And if I get elected when I'm out of office, I'm still going to try and do things to help the community.
That sounds like a good reason to run. And from my point of view, I think the voters always deserve a choice and hopefully a good choice. So my reason for talking to you today. Uh-huh. your vision for the city of Bartlesville. You mentioned it's not that you know a individual has done something wrong, but not trying to put words in the candidate's mouth, but you feel you have the ability to do it right.
I do. I think I can build on the progress that's already happened here. I've lived here 6 or 7 years and have really liked what's happened, and you know, just want to build on that and see where we can find you know, some extra things that would do that would help promote economic development, things that would help attract young families that work here but don't live here and get them to move up here, because that's really what we need. I've noticed in my ward, just from the demographics, that 60% of the registered voters are under 60, and on the flip side of it, 60% of them are over 50, which means in the next 10 years we're gonna have a lot older population than we have today.
Sure.
So we need to bring in some of those young people, and not just for the tax revenue that you know, from them spending money and living and working here, but we need workers. You know, the unemployment rate here in Bartlesville, and this goes back to my you know, my economics background, it's almost too low. You know, we need to get people in here, so if somebody wants to, you know, open a new company or start a new business, that we've got workers that can help them do that.
Yeah, and again, I have heard from the chamber that it's a matter of if encouraging people, like you said, who work here to live here, so that they continue to invest in what the best of the community.
Right, and we've got a great community here. I mean, our quality of life amenities have been good, and especially with this last bond that got passed, they're going to get even better. You know, we've got great schools. They're always, you know, kind of top three in the state. They'll move between one and three with a couple of other schools, but mm-hmm. We're pretty much always up there at the top. You know, really support the school system. My wife is a teacher at the high school. So, you know, they're doing a great job there.
Absolutely. I know you've been out knocking on doors and passing out pamphlets and getting signs out and just making your name known within the ward. When you're knocking on somebody's door and the most likely speech is, "Hi, I'm Paul Stewart, running for council. I'd like to ask for your vote," and then probably there's a conversation that follows.
Yeah, there definitely is. I'm noticing some trends. One of the things that I've heard a lot about is the people want curbside recycling. You know, that's a big issue for people, and I think that kind of fits in with the quality of life issues that we talk about that will attract some of the young families, where that's something that's important to them, and you know, that's a selling point that we could offer if we had it.
Yeah, you're right, and it has taken place in Bartlesville, I'll say 20 years ago to about 15 years ago, and then for reasons that are not germane to what you and I are talking about today, it went away. But it is a quality of life issue.
And that's one. And the other big issue that I hear, and this is from people in my ward, and then also from when I've gone to different community meetings that have people from all over the city, is the speeding through neighborhoods. You know, that's a big issue. There's a few things I think we can do to fix that. I know everybody talks about speed bumps. The problem with those is they're expensive to put in. You have to put in several of them in a row, and then they're expensive to maintain. A couple of things that I think would help with that are the speed limit signs, where it, you know, says speed limit 25 and then has a radar and says your speed, you know, 40 or 35, and just making people aware that they are speeding. Another thing that I've seen that's a little bit innovative is painting white lines on the roads perpendicular to the flow of traffic, and you gradually paint them closer together, you know, at specific parts where you want people to slow down, like maybe by a school or a daycare or a crosswalk, because it's like they see line, 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 and then line, 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 and it tricks their brain into thinking they're driving faster, and, you know, it's just an immediate response that they'll put on their brakes.
So, a reminder that we do need to slow down, whether it's a school zone or just a matter of a neighborhood safety issue.
Yes, yeah, yeah, and we want to get that fixed before somebody gets really hurt.
The council sets the policy for a lot of things in the city. There are 30-some committees that kind of give input to the council, but there is a councilman on, I believe, each one of those committees. There may be one that's not, but in general there is. Any particular, I'll say, areas of interest that if you were elected and if the mayor will say, "Paul, what committees do you want to serve on? Have you any particular areas that you think are something you can immediately help out with?"
I think the being on the Parks Committee, helping out with that, there's things, you know, and there's not a lot of big things now because of this last bond issue, but there are still some little things that we need to take care of. That are also some of our safety issues. For example, on the over by the West Side Community Center, there's a park, and it doesn't have any mature trees around it. You know, like John Stone or Joe Allen Lowe or Sooner. And so the kids, they're out there in the full sun the whole time, and I would like to see, I think probably a pavilion put over that, sort of like we have at the Civitan Park. I know that one was donated. And I don't know if we can get it donated, but I definitely think that could be a bond issue. You know, skin cancer is real, you know, and we really need to take care of these kids.
And I'm going to compare it to the pavilion on Tuxedo near the entrance to Johnstone Park.
Yeah.
That type of pavilion.
Something like that, and have it to where either covering the playground like Civitan Park or off to the side so that when they get warm, you know, and they're getting too much sun, they can go out and take a break, because, you know, the mature trees, if we tried to get some of those in there, it's going to take them years, you know, and they really need something sooner than that.
Sure. The primary funding source for general fund, since your interest is in economics, is sales tax revenue. Yes, the city gets some bond revenue, but primarily that, or property tax revenue, but generally that goes to pay off bonds. We pay our police, our fire protection with sales tax dollars. Increasing sales tax revenue, then, is key to doing more things in the city. You mentioned bringing economic development to the city. Any particular goals from that standpoint? Whether it's a brand you'd like to see or an area of town that can be developed more for commercial ventures?
You know, I think that's going to be something up to people that want to come up here and open the businesses. I think we can definitely support that if somebody comes in and says, hey, we need a little bit of help from the city. You know, I think we can definitely offer something like that. Something that I think that will really help is a lot of people from Bartlesville will drive down to Tulsa or Owosso or Jinx or Broken Arrow to meet with their friends on a Friday night or a Saturday night. Is I think we need a campaign of bring them to Bartlesville. You know, you're going down there every weekend to meet with them. You know, once a month, have them come up here. Let them see Bartlesville. You sell Bartlesville to them. You know, tell them you can get across town in 15 minutes. You can have great schools. You can have the for their kids, the Splash Club and the Gymnastics Club and Scouts. And, you know, we've got everything here. And, you know, we've just got the social capital here that they don't have in some of those other cities where everybody's looking out for one another. Everybody's taking care of one another. You know, your kids aren't going to get in trouble because somebody's going to see what they're doing and they're going to let you know about it.
And I think that's the attitude. We're large enough to compete with the Owosso, the Jinx, the Broken mm-hmm. Arrow. You can run down your own list. Mm-hmm. But we're also a community of mm-hmm. neighborhoods that will do exactly what I think you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And something I really like about Bartlesville is growing up in Wagner, small town, probably 7,000 or 8,000 people, is to me, Bartlesville is the big city. Mm-hmm. I used to come up here every summer. We had some family friends that I would stay with for or a week or a couple weeks, that an older retired couple. And Bartlesville was really a big city, and we still are. I think rather than trying to get a lot of the people to move from Owosso and Jinx, it's getting people from these smaller towns around here to move here. That might even be intimidated by being in the suburbs or being in Tulsa is getting people from Independence or Wagner or Ponca City or McAllister or some of those places. Mm-hmm. I think we can really sell Bartlesville to them.
Yeah. Selling Paul Stewart to the voters. I know we're talking about your views and mm-hmm. your experience, but what else is coming up along the campaign trail, either that people like or they would like to find out more information about you?
Everybody asked what my political party is, mm-hmm. And that's something that we can't answer. It's like the judge races. It's nonpartisan. I've left my material at both the party headquarters, and I think all the other city council candidates have as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always go pick up information there. We've got our contact information where it's, email me if you have any questions, and I've told 500 people that. And I think I've had one person email me.
I understand. Being accessible to voters, whether it's a public forum or, holding regular, you can't call it office hours because there really isn't a space for you, but I'll say being proactive to talk to not only the people of your ward, but the community in general. Any particular ideas on that front that we could expect from Paul Stewart?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. I try to show up to as many community events as I can. To hear from people because, by the West Side Community Center, that's not something that really affects the people in my ward. But it's something I would definitely support. I think we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. We're either all going to move forward together or not at all. That's kind of my main goal is okay. to just go to the different, any club or any organization that's having a forum, let me know. I'll be there.
Sound like a deal. Paul, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Again, Election Day is November 6th. We're counting down the days. It is a contested race for the seat. And is there a Facebook post or an email or a website or a phone number that if people say, hey, I heard you talking about this, I'd like some more information?
Yeah, so you can send me an email at votepaulstewart@gmail.com or find me on Facebook. Send me a friend request. It's just Paul Stewart, and it's a picture of me standing by downtown. I also have a political Facebook page that's Vote Paul Stewart 2018 that has a lot of information.
And we are talking with candidate for the Bartlesville City Council, Paul Stewart, on a Community Connection this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.